Air France announced a merger with KLM Royal Dutch Airlines this week. The deal would not only create Europe's largest air carrier, it would also fundamentally change how European airlines do business. David Field is the Americas editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some reporters have described this as a landmark partnership.
It is. It's the first multinational carrier in Europe. It will be the largest carrier in Europe. Air France was number two behind Lufthansa. It will now become number one. I think what is most important about it, though, is the way in which it advances the international groups that we call the alliances. Air France is part of a group called SkyTeam. Over here, Delta is its partner. Now we have KLM joining. What this means is a much larger international partnership into which eventually Northwest Airlines and Continental Airlines will also be joined.
Yeah, KLM is tied to Northwest. Northwest is tied to Continental. Is more consolidation a good thing?
Whether or not it's a good thing, it's going to happen. I'd argue that alliances like this are inherently different from mergers. KLM is a merger. It's going to be part of Air France as a corporate entity. Northwest and Continental are going to be tied through marketing arrangements that are not necessarily have the same impact as a merger.
Okay, that's nice. What's it mean for passengers?
What it means for passengers is that if you're an upper-end passenger, you're going to have an easier time making complicated worldwide trips. You'll probably also get better corporate discounts if you're a big corporate passenger. You'll have more access to airport lounges, which, if you're an international flyer, really mean a lot.
Well, that's great. More breaks for the rich. We're glad.
More breaks for
that,
the rich, but for the rest of us, I don't think it's going to mean that much. I don't think it's going to raise or lower fares across the Atlantic. It's not going to change the things that are now affected mostly by market forces.
What about subsidies for airlines in Europe?
That's an important question because KLM is state-controlled. Air France is state-owned. It will cease being state-controlled once KLM becomes part of it. But the real interesting question is what happens to state bailouts? KLM was sort of in trouble. Swiss Air, the other week, basically joined up with another alliance called One World, which is American and British Airways, and that helps them avoid going back to the Swiss state for yet another bailout, which I think is important. Bailouts are artificial. They're evil. They keep sick and bad airlines alive.
What does it mean for the discount carriers, EasyJet, Ryanair?
Not that much. EasyJet and Ryanair are going to continue to grow, are going to continue to be the drivers of growth in the European industry, the same way that Southwest, AirTran, JetBlue are driving the growth domestically.
All right. What next? More mergers?
I don't think we're going to see mergers for a little while. We have to wait and see what happens in terms of the regulators' response to this deal and also what happens with the U.S.-EU aviation liberalization talks that are starting this week here in Washington. And they could open up landing rights that could lead to further mergers.
Any chance regulators would shoot this merger down?
I think not. The Dutch would not agree to this deal unless they were sure, A, it would keep KLM as a Dutch company, and B, that it would go through.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
David Field is the Americas editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.